Order, order.
Keen to avoid another question time degenerating into a shouting match, the Speaker cracked down right at the start on the Prime Minister's answer to the Opposition Leader's first question of the day.
Now, for the purposes of education of the Leader of the Opposition,
order.
7% order. And 11% are higher than 2%.
Order. Order. That comment was unnecessary. The Prime Minister was fine to that point, but he does the question as a straight question and does not need to educate the Leader of the Opposition at all.
Then it was Mr Gough's turn for a rap over the knuckles for trying to hit back at Mr Key between rounds.
Talk about facts getting in the way of a good story.
Order. Oh. There will be no further comment, but the Honourable Leader of the Opposition saw me deal with the Prime Minister, and I'll deal with the Leader of the Opposition exactly the same way. That kind of comment, gratuitous comment, will not be allowed.
Next to incur the Speaker's displeasure were Mr Key's backbenchers.
And as everybody in the House knows, 7 and 11 are greater than 2.
Supplementary question, Mr Speaker.
Order. Order. Before I call the Honourable Member, this habit of clapping endlessly is getting a little tiresome.
Undaunted, the Prime Minister took a pop at Labour's senior whip, Darren Hughes, also known on the national benches as Dazza.
You obviously don't understand it, Dazza, so I need to take you through it very slowly in words of one syllable or less, son. OK.
The implications of Mr Key's comment was explored by Labour's Trevor Mallard.
Mr Speaker, I think if the member was addressing another member as son, it might be an interesting claim, but not factual. But, sir, he did say you.
Since all comments must be addressed to the chair, the only you in the chamber is the Speaker, who quickly denied fathering the Prime Minister.
And at my age, order, at my age, it's certainly not possible to be the Prime Minister's, the Right Honourable Prime Minister's son.
Yes,
the Right Honourable Prime Minister.
It's not true, and even though you do look a lot younger than me, I accept that point completely by Mr Mallard.
Further attempts at wit from National's front bench included this advice from the Attorney-General, Chris Finlayson, in response to a question from the ACT Party's Hilary Calvert about whether the legislation replacing the Foreshore and Sea Bed Act will enable mum, dad and the children to go to the beach for a picnic, a paddle and to build a sandcastle below the line of mean high water without having to pay.
I'd advise the member not to build sandcastles toward the outer limits of the territorial sea.
Actually getting a laugh, though, this question from Labour's Shane Jones.
Can the Minister advise the House whether or not an ACT MP wanting to have a picnic in a Waihitapu would mean that they're out to lunch?
And there was also the first ever question from Chris Carter since he became an independent. A former education minister in the Clark government, his question was addressed to his national successor, Anne Tolley.
Does she agree that national standards by definition must be consistent across all schools to have any validity? And if so, can she explain to the House what steps she has taken to ensure that parents can be confident that an achieved standard at one school will be the same as that recorded at any other school?
The Honourable Anne Tolley.
Mr Speaker, yes, well, the standards themselves are a set of consistent expectations in reading, writing and maths that show that progress by a student against those standards will enable them to achieve NCA Level 2. So the standards themselves are consistent. I think the member is talking about the overall teacher judgments that will be used by our teaching profession to measure and report on progress against those standards. And that's called moderation. The consistency will be supported by what's called moderation. And that will be quality assured by ERO. The Ministry is providing tools like things like exemplars to illustrate these standards, moderation modules for teachers. There are enhancements being made to the student management system to support moderation, online moderation, case studies of good practices are being provided. Targeted professional development will be provided by the Ministry, and there is an alignment of the commonly used assessment tools. But at the end of it, this government has absolute confidence in the professionalism and expertise of our teachers to deliver those overall teacher judgments.
Education Minister Anne Tolley. I'm Tom Frewen, and this program is brought to you with funding from the Office of the Clerk.